Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jamie and Stoney on 97.1 The Ticket. A couple weeks ago, Greg Hargrave got married.
Very prompt with thank you notes, too. Thank you note yesterday.
Wow. It's actually good to knock those out pretty quickly, because I remember we delayed those for a while.
I wrote a lot of them on our trip to Hawaii, like on the plane.
Did you really?
Oh, yeah.
I guess it's not a bad use of your time. Yeah. So everything going well?
Yes, everything is going well.
Good. Glad. Anything else you want to add?
Yes. So basically, with being a married man now, my condom days are over. Let's just say that, and
condom days are over.
Yeah, we're done with that,
baby.
Wow, you guys aren't wasting any time, huh?
So, what did you do with that Trojan gift certificate I got you for your wedding gift?
I would just have to give it to someone else, I suppose. So, I've got a half a box of condoms that I'm not going to use anymore, and I'm wondering what I should do with these. I feel like if I just throw them out, it'd be a waste.
Give them to Phil.
That's an option.
I say you bring them in and put them back in the kitchen. You know, like when people bring in like donuts, right?
Or our little table out here.
Yeah, all right. You know, if there's somebody like, you know.
Salt and pepper, condoms.
Right. Like every now and then there'll be like an email that goes around saying, hey, you know, so-and-so's dropping by free pizzas. They'll be in the lunchroom. And then they stay there inevitably for a couple extra
put
days.
Put them on eBay. You know,
thin crust pizza, thin crust.
Yeah.
Put them on eBay. The P1s of the station, you know.
Right.
Morning show producer, Greg Hargrave's condoms.
But, oh, on eBay?
Yeah.
Are they ribbed?
See what you can bid.
No.
For her pleasure?
See what they can bid. See what money you can get for charity.
No.
So basically,
they're extra bitter.
I mean, you guys were engaged for what, about a year or something
yes,
like that?
Roughly.
And you lived together for more than that, right?
Yes, correct.
And so you basically decided before you got married, we're not going to have kids. But now that you're married, it's like, hey, I don't want to get too personal here, but are you trying, or are you just like, hey, listen, if it happens, it happens?
Good. We just had this talk a couple days ago.
How'd that
go? We're not going to try right now. We're going to revisit the conversation in 6 months.
Okay.
But
if it happens, it happens.
Exactly.
Gotcha.
And why, like, I feel like with, you know, putting a ring on, I feel that I don't have to protect myself.
Right. I totally understand that.
Which is one of the perks of marriage.
Yeah.
Hello.
Totally agree. And
because you usually, if you're with, you know, your wife, you usually don't have to worry about getting STD.
Or CTE.
Right.
No. It's true.
Unless things get crazy down there.
Although if you decide to adopt later on in life, you could adopt somebody from Mexico. Just saying. You know,
adoption is a possibility.
One thing about this, when are you doing your honeymoon?
Don't know yet. Could be next year.
I would do your honeymoon before you have kids.
Yes, I would.
Because you may never do your honeymoon if something happens quick.
Yeah, it's true. Gov makes an outstanding point.
We discussed that last.
So, are you giving him like life advice that you might want to consider continuing to use the condoms until the honeymoon? Is that what you're saying?
I would say he should take what I just said home and bring that up.
We shall.
You might end up screwing up your honeymoon and never going on it.
We'll take your ticket texts or calls 97136.
What exactly is the topic here, Stoney?
What should Greg do with his used condoms?
A couple of people say I should give them.
No, it's not used condoms.
I'm sorry.
I can't believe I said used.
Stoney just said used condoms. Can you clarify? Are these used or unused?
No, unused.
Are you sure?
They're still in the box.
Maybe I misheard.
These are unused.
What's in the box?
Yes, they're unused.
These are unused condoms. Yes. Okay, yeah. Because the used ones, I probably would throw those away.
But, I mean,
hey, it's
if you would really want them.
The morning show producers.
I wouldn't put those in the lunchroom. I would not put those as a, in case anybody wants. You know, that would be a funny bit to bring in the unused ones and like put a little camera on there and see who takes them. That would be great.
Sales.
Or just not even just the reaction. I mean, if I, cause like, yeah, Every now and then, there's some really random stuff in there. Like, I don't know if you guys went back there yesterday.
There was Lowry's something back there. What was it?
It was, I believe, and I don't even know what it was.
Some kind of sour cream.
There
right?
was a, there were individual containers of sour cream, and then some sort of a strawberry jam. Was that what that was?
Yeah,
did you guys
know.
See that?
Yes.
What the hell was that?
I don't know.
And shouldn't sour cream be refrigerated?
Yes.
It was just sitting out. It was a Monday at 5:30 a.m., which means I'm going to guess it was there all weekend, right?
Correct.
What the hell was that?
It was like Craig was back there after the show yesterday with a spoon just eating the sour
cream.
Yeah,
I know he was.
Sour cream is one of the products that just, the name sour cream just, I don't want to eat sour cream.
But oh, I like sour cream. Oh,
come on, baked potato?
Yeah, you can't beat it. Right. Greg, honestly, if it were me, I would throw them out. And I'm not trying to be wasteful, but there's just no way to like, it's not a hand-me-down.
Exactly. Like, has anybody ever gotten condoms other than
secondhand.
From, like, their... Right.
Secondhand.
No. Like, other than from their father, like, Stoney on his European trip, when his dad gave, hey, good luck out there, son.
No.
Like, it would be weird if I gave them to Feld, and Feld's like, cool, thanks.
See, I was never either A, promiscuous enough, or B, had that good of a relationship with my roommate that I said, hey, I'm all out. Can you loan me? That never happened to me in college
me
or
neither.
Otherwise.
It seems like a bit of a personal purchase too.
Exactly.
It's the male version of the tampon, basically.
True. Exactly. But I never got to a point where I was like, oh my God, this is going to happen, but I'm not ready for it. So, hey, Johnny,
Frank,
can I borrow one?
Frank, upstairs.
Yeah, right.
You go upstairs, you're making out. He said, oh my God, this might happen. Hold on, honey. I got to go upstairs, knock on the door. Hey, you got an extra, By the way, you can.
Bitch.
That said.
Send them to Greg. We can send them to the Antonio Cromartie.
Yeah, that's a good point. But having said that, I'm sure that's happened where, like, you got either college buddies or housemates where it's like, dude, come on, set me up. I need one or something. So I'm sure that's definitely happened. But. To the original point, yeah, I don't think you could put those on Craigslist as like lightly used.
Put it on
on
Craigslist.
Yeah. An open box, six remaining. How big a box is it? Is it one of those 32 packs?
I think it was a dozen, and there's probably about, I think there's about half dozen remaining.
Now,
unfortunately, I think you gotta swallow the cost and probably throw those babies out. Yeah.
Jamie, I don't know the answer to this because I've never shopped for these while I was at Costco, but do they have like a Costco, like 80 packs? Because everything else at Costco is...
You know what? I never have either, but I got to think they do. Why not?
I know there's 36.
Yeah, but at Costco, everything's like, tripled.
Yeah. Well, I mean, hey, you're going to use them, hopefully.
Yes.
Yeah.
Tony knows.
Yeah. Put him on the spot as he walks in. Good news, fans. A 40-pack of Trojan condoms on Costco.com can be yours for $14. So... That's your going rate. If you're going to put them online to sell, Greg, you can get 40 for $14. So that would be six for... Tony, what's the math on that? A couple bucks, maybe?
40 packs. So it's less than $3 per condom. Yeah.
Less than $3 a condom? Are you crazy? 40 for
14? Oh, 40. I'm thinking 14. Yeah. I'm looking at the $14.
So. Wouldn't it be great if Stoney was your math teacher?
Yeah.
What's 2 + 2? I think it's 3. Nah. Sure.
Close, 36 cents.
Close enough trivia with Mike Stone.
I meant cents, not dollars. 36 cents.
I know.
On the ticket text, the big question of the day, what to do with Greg Hargraves, now that he's married, condoms. Give the condoms to Sully. That's from Derek in Farmington.
Yeah, people who need them. Sully. That's a good one.
Or Birchie. Water balloon toss for the station. Give the condoms to Mr. Sock. He does not need to reproduce.
Good point. Very good point.
How about Tiger trivia for the condoms? Caller one? Donating them to a college.
Yeah.
And stocking stuffers. Okay.
All right. How about random person Stoney had sex with? We'll give you four clues. At the end of the four clues, be the first caller at 248-539-9797.
No.
And you'll get these six condoms. Clue
Stop
number
it.
One.
Stop it. They might actually be listening.
I don't even know.
I know.
Not
you
even
know.
Sure who I'd name. Clue number one. She was born in the 60s. Okay.
Probably be accurate.
Okay.
You're an idiot.
Jamie and Stoney Show, 97.1 The Tickets.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.